Everybody, it's that time on a Tuesday. Not just any Tuesday. You guys, it's Cinco de Mayo Tuesday. Woohoo! Look out. The margaritas are going to flow here. I don't know about you, but I just know that Chris is going to order one up. Probably not with her coffee, however. So I've got some time.
You've got a little bit of time.
I got a hot minute. That might be all I have. You guys, in celebration of this day, that frankly just snuck up on me because I really enjoy so many incredible parties I've had in my lifetime around Cinco de Mayo. And really, most of them were in business. Damn, were they good. So you guys, on this day, I want to remind each and every one of us that what we're really doing is celebrating freedom and celebrating heritage and celebrating pride. The important elements, actually, that each of one of us needs to remember and to think about the history and what brought us here. What got you to where you're at right now? What is it that you had to fight for? What is it that you know is about freedom for you? What is freedom for you? What does it mean to have heritage? What is that you definitely hold on to and it's so critically important? And is there pride? Do you feel good about who you are and all that you have done to make it to here? I think those are great thoughts as you're drinking down your margarita or whatever it is that you have in front of you, your favorite beverage. Christine, that's my hot minute.
Okay. And I love the idea. What has brought you here? And it's interesting to note that what is coming on the heels of that is the idea of fame. I want to bring this to your table. Fame, being famous, not being famous. There is such a, oh, golly, it's out there in the culture. There's a judgment around that idea or that thought. But I want to bring something to your morning, wherever you're at right now in your day, your evening. And it's simple. Fame is just the exposure of being recognized. It is the antithesis of not being recognized. And the idea of fame has lots of different levels and layers to it. But for all of our teachings here on Crescendo, it is about being exposed to other people, to the small group or the big group, of being known who you are, being known for who you are, what you think and how you speak and what you say and how what you do, right? So there's levels of fame, and I want you to chew on this word as a positive word that's not loaded up with all this junk, 15 minutes of fame or whatever it is, you know? You are famous in your own life. Be famous in your own life. Speak up. Share your voice. Be who you are. Be known. Be exposed. Be seen. Be heard. And that's my Tuesday hot minute. It has nothing to do with Cinco de Mayo. Or maybe it does. Yeah, maybe. Because it's about heritage and history. Huh? Build your own history. But you have to be famous in your own right in that way. So there's my hot minute. Happy day, you guys.
And that's another hot minute.